You're listening to SBS News.
When Stephen Sam was diagnosed with cancer, he worried about how he'd navigate the healthcare system speaking limited English.
Hello, Stephen.
The 57-year-old was hugely relieved to find Cantonese speakers among volunteers recruited to assist non-English speaking patients at Melbourne's Peter McCullum Cancer Centre.
Having a program like this brings a sense of comfort and connection. It makes me happy.
Patients who speak Mandarin, Cantonese, Arabic, Vietnamese, Italian and Greek can now get help in language when they visit the hospital's wellbeing centre. Frida C is a Cantonese-speaking volunteer.
We guide them through the hospital and show them around and tell them what other services are available in the PIDMAC.
The Director of Prevention and Wellbeing at Peter Mac, Jerry McDonald, says as a result of the program, patients and their families from non-English speaking backgrounds are now seeking help more readily.
What we see is patients coming into the wellbeing centre and feeling confident enough to come up to us and say, I need some help with this, or I've got this going on, can you help me resolve this issue? Whereas previously they weren't coming in and they may not even have attended all of their appointments.
Cultural events and cooking demonstrations are regularly held at the Wellbeing Centre to bring people together.
Yeah, lotus with mung bean and they colour it green with a herb.
Quite nice.
Mm.
Would you like to try?
Former patient and now consumer representative Xu Yi Sung recently organised a mooncake festival where patients and their carers learned about the second most important festival in China after Chinese New Year. They also got to sample the Chinese baked goods traditionally eaten during the festival.
We've had a lot of dancing with some of the groups performing. We had a karaoke session. We have lots of arts and crafts during the Lunar New Year season just to have people learn how to decorate their homes. And we've also had a more low-key session for the Arabic community. By their request, a little coffee session where you just welcome people and just have a casual chat over coffee.
There's been collaboration with cultural groups. Dorothy Yu from the Chinese Cancer and Chronic Illness Society of Victoria says the events serve as a welcome distraction.
Actually help them, forget about their illness, at least for the time being, and also feel like they can still enjoy life. And there's still life for them, apart from having a cancer diagnosis.
The Wellbeing Centre is a sanctuary for patients and their families. It's a welcoming and safe place that gives people from all backgrounds confidence that they're in safe hands on their cancer journey. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.